Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome back to Miles of Impact, the podcast where we highlight the incredible outdoor programs that help youth grow, learn, and create lifelong memories. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're going to take a trip to Camp Fife, one of the most exciting day camps for Cub Scouts and other youth groups. Nestled near the Bear River and surrounded by stunning Utah wilderness, Camp Fife provides an incredible setting for young adventurers to learn, explore, and grow through outdoor activities, team-building experiences, and an exciting themed program. To walk us through what to expect at Camp Fife's day camp and Cub family adventure, I'm joined by two guests today, Camp Director Kayleen and Program Director Alta. They'll share what campers and families can look forward to, from fun activity stations and interactive team exercises to campfire programs, themed adventures, and much more. So whether you're a leader, parent, or camper getting ready for camp, this episode will help you prepare for an adventure-filled experience at Camp Fife. Ladies, it's good to have you on.
I'm excited.
That's well. We're excited to learn a little bit more about what is in store at Camp Fife this summer. So, Kayleen, let's hear about you. Give us a brief introduction about yourself. Where do you live? How long have you been at Camp Fife?
Oh, thanks. I'm Kayleen Krause. I'm married. I have four sons and three amazing grandchildren. I am from Brigham City, and when I'm not at Camp Fife, I am a teacher at Sunrise High School. I got involved actually with camp because, well, I have four sons, and I've always kind of just been involved in scouting, and I made some amazing friends, and I was asked to be the business manager at Camp Fife, and that was quite a few years ago. And then I just have been the camp director for the last, I think, 6 years. And it's been a great adventure. I really love just being there. It's so pretty, and it's like a second home to me. But the most thing that I love about Camp Fife is just listening to those excited voices of all those little children coming through, doing things for the first time. And I also love working with my staff. They are truly amazing. And that has been a great experience.
We are lucky to have you on the team, Kay. Alta, tell us about yourself. How did you get involved with Camp Fife?
I got involved with Camp Fife because my brother was working out there. I heard that they needed an archery director. And I was like, I love archery. They needed someone over 18. And so I applied. That was my first year working out at Camp Fife. And I've gone back every year since. So this summer will be my third year working out at Camp Fife, and I can't wait for this summer. It'll be my first year as the program director, and I'm going to direct the camp staff in creating engaging skits throughout our morning, lunch, and afternoon meetings. And it's a great way to get the kids excited about our theme and see our amazing staff perform.
Alta, what's your favorite part of
like
Camp Fife?
I love the scenery. It's so beautiful out there. And when we get to have the kids come and join us out at Camp Fife, just their energy and their excitement and their willingness to try new things and sometimes fail, but get back up again and try again.
It's kind of magical when out there when the kids come.
Absolutely. See, ladies, you're already naturals at this. All right. So for our listeners that are listening to this podcast episode, who can attend Camp Fife? Kay, do you want to describe the groups that we serve?
Sure. Camp Fife is designed for Cub Scouts, but we have other youth groups that come. The youth groups that are looking for an action-packed day camp experience. So they're usually kids between 7 and 11. And they're just full of energy.
Alta, describe what sets Camp Fife apart from all the other day camps in the council.
At Camp Fife, we have a zap line that's similar to a zip line. Most of you know what that is. We have an amazing rock wall and then a BMX course, which is a bike trail that falls down around. And we're right next to a river, which is beautiful.
Camp Fife is beautiful. It's a great location. Now, Kayleen, can you tell us where Camp Fife is if a group leader is coming to camp for their first time? Describe how to get there.
Well, Camp Fife is located right next to the Bear River. It's right by in between Fielding and Beaver Dam in northern Utah. So there are two different ways to get to Camp Fife, depending on if you're coming from Logan or from Ogden. If you're coming from Ogden, be sure and stay on I-15 and get off at the Riverside exit and then go through the town of Fielding and follow Google Maps that way. If you're coming from Ogden, I'm not for sure of the highway, but Google Maps will take you there. You'll come a very scenic route to Camp Fife.
And by scenic, do you mean flat fields full of crops? You might feel as though you're getting lost, but you're probably on the right way.
Yes. And once you go across a one-lane bridge, then you know you're at the right spot. So sometimes that one-lane bridge looks a little intimidating, but it's perfectly safe. And if you go across that bridge, we're just right on the other side.
When our visitors get to camp, are there going to be staff to greet them, show them where to park? What should they expect when they pull into camp?
Yes, our staff will be right at the gate to help you guys. They will help get you parked and will help lead you to our activities.
Alta, take a minute and describe what do the leaders need to bring with them as part of the check-in process, know
So
that
as
they're
soon
there.
as the
What do they
leaders
need to
get to
bring with
camp,
them?
they need to visit our camp office and they need to bring the Scouting America Health Form, parts A and B for all participants, a group roster, and this is in case of emergency or any medical needs, and then final payment. So any remaining balances should be settled at check-in.
Now, for our listeners, the most exciting bit of this podcast may be learning about each of the activity stations. Alta, spend a couple of minutes and describe each of the activity stations. Ladies, is it too early to introduce the theme for this year?
Let's introduce the theme.
All right. Drum roll, like true Cub Scouts. All right, Alta, tell us what the theme is and describe
Yes. So
the
our theme
activity
this year
stations.
is Invention Convention, and we have a bunch of fun different areas. Our first one is Inventors Emporium. This is a trading post or marketplace filled with unique gadgets, souvenirs, and camp gear. Pocket knives are available for purchase with parental permission. And we have Markman's Matrix, a BB gun shooting challenge where campers test their focus and accuracy, and precision point archery, a mix of science and skill to master archery techniques. My personal favorite. I'm a little biased because I'm over the archery area. And then we have just
And let me tell you, she's
Thank
the
you.
best at archery. She really is. She does so
We
good.
also have a discovery trek, a nature hike where campers spot wildlife and navigate an obstacle course. Velocity Vortex, a balancing challenge using physics and movement, like we talked about before, that's our zap line. And Elevation Station, a climbing wall adventure inspired by great inventors who reached for the sky, our climbing wall. And Wheels and Gears, a biking station that celebrates innovation in transportation. And finally, our BattleBot Battle Arena, a fast-paced goggleball game emphasizing quick thinking and agility.
That sounds
I
so exciting, Alta.
love the
Are
stations that
you
we have out
excited?
at Camp 5. The staff know how to elevate the activities and just get the kids engaged and just play all day.
Kay, can you give us an overview of the daily schedule? Leaders like to know where they're going to be and when they need to be there.
Our registration begins at it's from 7:30 to 8:15 in the morning. Come and our staff will meet you at the gates and we'll help you get parked. When you arrive, please come towards the lodge. Just right across the lodge in a big grassy field, we play games with the kids until it's time to start. And that will allow for one leader to come to the lodge and turn in all the forms. And as you do that, you'll be given your schedule for the day. Your group will be given a name of an inventor. And then you'll also be given your rotation for the day, where you're going to start and how the day is going to go. So that's always fun. And then at 8:15, I believe we start our flag ceremony, and we'll have a kind of a morning play that will introduce our theme and get the kids all geared up for the day. And we do teach them flag etiquette. And that's the quietest time at camp is when we're doing the flag ceremony. The kids are terrific. And then we'll send you on your way. We'll do four rotations and then we'll have lunch. And so you guys bring your own lunches, but you can use any of the picnic tables in the camp. Enjoy yourselves, get refreshed, drink some water, and
Now, Kayleen, while we're talking about lunch, should the leaders pack sack lunches for all the kids sack lunches in a cooler? Should they keep it cold? What are some of the typical lunches that folks bring?
Now they're usually a sack lunch, and so yeah, bring a cooler. That would probably be the safest way. If you need to keep something cold, then we could help you with that. That's not a problem. And then
I bet you guys see a lot of Lunchables.
we do see a lot of Lunchables, a lot of that. We see a lot of people bring Powerade and stuff, and that's always a great choice to bring for the kids. Powerade, water. Please be sure and bring water for the kids and some sunscreen and hats, that
Now,
type of
are the
thing.
kids, if they bring a water bottle, is there stations to fill up the water bottle throughout the camp?
Yes, at each station we have water jugs that the kids can fill up water as they go. We want everyone to stay hydrated and happy. We want them to have a great time. And so we do provide water at each of our stations that they could fill up their water bottles. Like I said, we want them to have fun. We want them to be safe and just have a memorable experience. And then after lunch, we will have a short program where we're going to continue with our theme. Hey, our programs are really fun. You never know who's going to show up at our programs. We've had a sheriff before. We've had ninjas. We even had a T-Rex one year. Not for sure who might pop in this year, but you just never know. It's always a big surprise. And then for the last little bit, we'll go through our last four rotations. And then I believe it's about 2:30, 2:45 is our closing ceremony. And we'll have a short end to our program and we'll take a flag ceremony. And then it'll be time to take pictures. We'll help you take group pictures. We'll take the pictures for you. And you might want some pictures with our staff or with our guests of honor who may show up at our program. So it's always a lot of fun and a lot of camaraderie. And then then most of the groups will get in their cars and have fond memories of Camp Fife.
Everybody needs a good group photo to celebrate their day at Camp Fife.
They really do. And it's so fun to watch them.
We do offer a couple twilight sessions at Camp Fife. Is the layout of the schedule similar, just different times?
Yes, the layout will be very similar. We probably won't have a program in the middle, though. We'll just have a short lunch and we'll carry on with our rotations. Rotations will be just slightly shorter, but none of the fun will be cut out at all. It will still be super fun and it will be kind of an interesting time of the night because that's when the animals come out. So the twilight will have that going for it because we do have some deer and some amazing birds of all different kinds because we're right on the path to the migratory bird refuge. And so we get a lot of that going on.
Alta, let's dive a little bit more into the invention convention theme. How are you guys planning on making these activities so fun?
Invention convention theme is carried out through our morning, afternoon, and lunch programs. And we use this program to help the kids think like inventors. They're stepping into a new world where they can problem solve and become creators. Our theme fuels their natural curiosity and eagerness to participate. And it's just a great way to connect all the different activities that we have throughout the day.
Sounds like there's going to be fun at every corner. Now, ladies, some of our listeners are going to be participating in the Cub Scout Family Adventure. Let's spend a couple minutes and describe that program. Kayleen, what can you tell us about the Family Adventure program?
Oh, I'd love to. This is my favorite time at Camp Fife. I love it. We have the families start arriving at camp. I think as soon as 2 or 2:30 is check-in, and we have camping spots for everyone. They'll check in, get their camping spot, and then we'll have a flag ceremony about 3:30, and our program will start. They'll do two rotations of our regular program, and then we have the most amazing cook. She will feed us some great food. It will be fabulous. And then we'll have a campfire program and have super lots of fun. And we'll play night gaga ball. We have a lot of fun. And it's just a great time for the families. Then the next day we'll finish going through our stations. And then we'll have some STEM activities. We always have a water activity where we get wet and cool off and have lots of fun. And then we'll have an honor trail. And on Saturday, we'll have kind of a little competition for the kids. And we'll have some STEM activities. And then it'll go till about 11 in the morning. And then most people will leave. And with the time of their lives, they've had a great time. But let me put a plug in for our cook. She is really good. We'll have really great food.
Alta, what is your favorite part of
it's so amazing
family
that
adventure
the
camp?
Parents get to be there with their kids and see them learn and grow. And it's not just the kids coming back from day camp and saying, oh, I did all these crazy fun things. The parents get to be there every step of the way and see and experience the magic of camp together.
Ladies, you have both worked at Camp Fife for years. I want you to take a couple minutes and describe. What is your favorite part of camp?
My favorite part of camp is really seeing the kids step outside their comfort zone and try new things and build their confidence through adventure.
Friendships. I always see kids who come into camp a little unsure about what they're doing, but at the end of the day, they're talking, they're laughing, they're interacting with all these other kids that they don't normally get to be around. And it's just amazing to see how far camp can push them and make them grow.
Well, ladies, I love to hear your enthusiasm, your passion. I can tell you both are very excited for the upcoming summer. So I just want to remind our guests that are listening, if you want to register for Camp Fife or the Family Adventures, visit utahscouts.org/Fife. That's FIFE. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep making an impact. We'll see you at camp.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.